Divine Office. Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
With souls alert for happiness, we sing the praises which are due to honor every martyr's crown. Eternal gift from Christ our Lord, as shining lights before the world, and leaders of the Church of God, they head the ranks of those who fight as soldiers in the cause of truth. They conquered fear of every kind, despising anguish and all pain, that through their constancy in death they would obtain their dedicated blood was shed by torture's cruel, craven hand. Their dauntless courage was upheld by grace of life that never ends. Devoted faith of all the saints, believers' hope that never wanes, the perfect charity of Christ, the Prince of Darkness soon defeat. In them the Father's glory shines, in them the Holy exults with all the joy of Christ that fills the courts of bliss above. Redeemer of all men, we pray, permit your lowly servants here to share the martyr's fellowship. Forever in your realm of light. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing him praise, for he has become my Savior.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him, the God of my Father. I extol him.
The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea.
The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible and renowned worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. Praised be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our afflictions, and thus enables us to comfort those who are in trouble with the same consolation we have received from him. As we have shared much in the suffering of Christ, so through Christ do we share abundantly in his consolation. The word of the Lord. The just are the friends of God. They live with him forever.
The just are the friends of God. They live with him forever.
God himself is their reward.
They live with him forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The just are the friends of God. They live with him forever.
Blessed are those who suffer persecution for the sake of justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed are those who suffer persecution for the sake of justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Our Savior's faithfulness is mirrored in the fidelity of his witnesses who shed their blood for the word of God. Let us praise him in remembrance of them.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs freely embraced death in bearing witness to the faith.
Give us the true freedom of the Spirit, O Lord.
You redeemed us by your blood. Your martyrs professed their faith by shedding their blood.
Give us a faith, O Lord, that is constant and pure.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs followed in your footsteps by carrying the cross.
Help us to endure courageously the misfortunes of life.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb.
Help us to avoid the weaknesses of the flesh and worldly allurements.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, source and origin of all fatherhood, who kept the martyrs St. Andrew Dunlop and his companions faithful to the cross of your Son, even to the shedding of their blood, grant, through their intercession, that spreading your love among our brothers and sisters, we may be your children both in name and in truth, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.